Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, theology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprint, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour at least on this September the 2nd on the west coast of the United States, now September the 3rd on the east coast and in the central time zone. We'd like to welcome all the folks that are likely listening to us tonight or later on an archive on Wind Talkers Radio Network and on blogtalkradio.com. I'd like to welcome all the U.S. military personnel who are listening to this show, and we want you to know that what we're going to talk about has to do with your health, among other things. A couple of notes before we bring on tonight's guest. I had the honor and the great opportunity to appear on Dr. Bill Deagle's the Nutra Medical Report on GCN this afternoon, or for some, yesterday afternoon, and it was a really informative show. I think I went through some documentation about Barack Obama's birth certificate, fraudulent documentation, fraudulent photographs, my conclusions as to who the father is, and I guess we could say who the mother is, not who we've been told. And, of course, this is a story they don't want to get out, so they're going to continue this Hawaiian-Kenyan dialectical argument. You can best be assured of that. We also talked about some of the anomalies that have been coming out on a variety of fronts with phony lawsuits regarding the bird swine flu pandemic, and revealing some new information that certainly his listening audience at GCN had not heard, especially since some of the characters that we're talking about have been interviewed. So we may talk about that a bit tonight. I want to let you know tomorrow night is my special guest will be Mr. Drew Malone Raines III. Those of you in the military certainly know he is a former U.S. Marine and has his own radio show. I've been doing a lot of radio lately, and I'm told I'm going to be doing a lot more. So I'll try to keep you apprised as new invitations come about. And we're bringing on some new guests this week. And this month, people you haven't seen around for a while, tonight's guest is one such person. I've kept him really busy over the past year and a half, and he's been kind of occupied with a lot of things, and I haven't tried to overwork him. So we bring back tonight's guest, who is himself an herbalist, number one. He is an environmental scientist. He is a historian and also a musician, very accomplished musician. And he's my good friend, the creator of Michael Anthony's Private Stock, Michael Anthony. Michael, welcome to Evident Footprints.
Hello, Don. Good morning. Great to be back. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad to have you back. How have you been doing? I know you've been busy.
Yes, sir, Don. It's true. I've been very busy lately, but I'm doing well, thank you. And right now, things are looking more back under control as far as being too busy.
Well, that's good. That's great. Actually, Michael, this just happened to coincide with your guest appearance tonight. On Wednesday, the September the 2nd of this year, in fact, depending on where you are in the world, it's either yesterday or today, I posted an article on my website under on the documents page. It's entitled IBM IoT Predict 2009 Flu Pandemic. in 2006.
Yes.
And I don't know if you've had a chance to read that, but you actually supplied me with the information that came from corporate upper-level management, we'll say, in IBM France. And I'm pretty sure this document probably went to everyone in IBM, especially overseas.
Management, yes.
Yes. And I've actually had a few discussions with some well-known scientists, Dr. Bill Deagle, Dr. A. Chu Ott, actually medical practitioners, but yes. they are more into homeopathic medicine than allopathic medicine, and they find this extremely interesting, and really, in a sense, this is a very damning document, isn't it?
I would say so, yes, Don. And I did provide that for you, as you requested a little while back. And it's clear evidence that this is all a pre-staged or totally fabricated incident that they plan on having to occur sometime, apparently in the near future now. But it's definitely 3 years at least now since that document was published internally for IBM France. And how is it that if this is a natural pandemic, a natural disease that's going around, how can it be that they already can anticipate it coming in two waves, 12-week intervals, lasting for 3 months? You know, it's just impossible. And so obviously it's a fabrication on their part. And I think that document should be the concrete evidence everyone needs to affirm that.
Certainly it is. I mean, the first line on the second page of this document, under the subtitle heading of IBM Plan Assumptions, there is a 100% chance that a pandemic will occur within the next 5 years. That's I made a comment on the show yesterday that Sylvia Brown and Gene Dixon couldn't make that prediction. You know, and I guess we could add Pee Wee Herman in there too.
Yeah. It's a fact. And
that one statement right there shows mm-hmm. that there was foreknowledge of this event, that it was orchestrated, that it was planned, and this is targeted towards the worldwide society. I don't like this word global, okay?
Amen to that.
So, you know, they're talking about vaccinating and I would say poisoning, infecting billions of people with this if they get their way.
Yes.
Of course. I spoke my mind last night on the show. I did a soliloquy last night, a monologue, and I got a lot of email about it that people felt really moved by the things I said. Basically, Michael, all I did was point out the truth about everything, all the duplicity, all the lies, and on and on and on. So,
yes, sir, Don, the truth has that effect, and it's great to know that there's a lot of people out there receptive to the truth, because that's the only other part of the equation. Hello?
Yes, I lost you for a second there. You just kind of disappeared.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I heard the word equation, and then...
Yes, as far as equation regarding having that effect, the net effect that your show generated last night. And it's, you know, the truth is so startling, so amazing. And I do occasionally hear more and more how people are saying, you know, I finally started having to admit that this is a fact, that's a fact, and then they realize when they contemplate it all, wow, it's so overwhelming, they got to back off for a while because it's too heavy-duty, too stressful, and it is all that. And without that proper spiritual foundation that you have to have, it could be just too much for people to handle, because everything's a big lie, and every time you learn more and more of the truth about the world we're living in, it can just really overwhelm you. But with that spiritual foundation in place, it all comes together nicely, and everything falls in the proper place, proper perspective, and you're able to assimilate and cope with it much better. But it's great to hear that, Don, and I'm glad your audience is so receptive, and God willing, many people now know not to take those shots.
Oh, yes, definitely. Now, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, Michael, but last Friday I was on Dr. Bill Deagle's show, actually for the first time ever, although beautiful. He's been on my show a few times, and I've certainly called into his show a number of years ago. And I was part of a panel of, 10 or 12 individuals. I was on the first hour and a half, and I had other obligations, couldn't stay on the whole broadcast. But I got to share my findings about Orly Tate's husband working hand-in-hand with Novartis and with the Descartes software that integrates with the Oracle 8i computers, and how that company, is this a coincidence, do you think? It just happens that the person that's out front with this lawsuit is married to someone working hand in hand with the people who have the patent to these vaccinations.
Incredible irony.
It is incredible, isn't it? And the other lawsuit filed, originally proclaimed to have been filed by Jane Burgermeister, and then subsequently filed under great, fraudulent, what appeared to be fraudulent circumstances, representing himself as an attorney, the Vodder lawsuit was filed. We've seen that this lawsuit was filed, but it's terribly, terribly deficient of any legal grounds for the things that are being alleged in the suit.
Don, as far as you know, I will still thank her for at least submitting such a lawsuit and bringing out.
She didn't. That's the point.
Well, I've seen her. I've seen her on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Are you speaking about Orly Tate?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were referring to Jane Burgermeister. Okay.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. But with respect to Orly Tate and her lawsuit with Barry Sotoro being a foreign-born, I as many people that can hear that, the better. And so it's just ironic as all could be regarding her. But Burgermeister, well, we can't be surprised, and we have to be so discerning, because mm-hmm. with all the information flowing around, plenty of it's true, plenty of it's not. And that's where the sharp mind has to just be careful, always keep an open mind, because you can't rule everything out until the facts fall in place. Then you'll know for sure what the conclusions are.
Yeah, well, we've seen many, many facts that dispute what's being said or what's being claimed to have been done, okay? Mm-hmm. But we don't need to spend a lot of time on that.
No,
we still have this reality of this lab-created flu pandemic. Now, I spoke about this a bit last night, and I've on some other shows this week and last week, I spoke about the fact that this is really contrary to God's laws and God's creation, especially when it comes to nature. In other words, these technically produced lab creations are being introduced into nature where it's going to wreak havoc.
Yes, just like with Monsanto, with the genetic modifications of crops, these evil, sinister, good-for-nothings are doing it with the rest of nature as well, through microbiology. And it's very scary, Don.
Yeah, I was reading an article today, Michael, about soybeans, mm-hmm. and all the products that are made from soy increase estrogen levels in both men and women, or let's say male and female, because it has a tremendous impact on children.
Yes.
And it really throws a woman's estrogen levels out of whack. But men or males don't necessarily need any estrogen, and it's causing a femininity in in the male population, and they're intending on increasing the levels of soy in many foods.
Yeah, and it's also in plastic, believe it or not. The soft, cheap plastics, estrogen comes off into the content as well. And there's no getting around the fact that the young kids today, especially young boys, are a lot of them are effeminate compared to the way we were growing up. I mean, we were rough kids just playing ball in the woods constantly. Getting, you know, beat up as far as hurt on the ball field, whether it was football, during football season, because that's all we did. We played sports all year round here. We had ball fields, or we were in the woods, getting hurt in the woods, climbing trees, or just getting rough with each other. And, the kids today, the young boys, I mean, they don't even play sports, so many. They don't have muscle tone. They're soft. And weak compared to the way we were. I'm just speaking generally. Still a lot of good athlete kids out there and stuff, but generally it seems to be that way. And so I think, Don, clearly through the diet, this is what they're doing.
Yeah, and probably, you know, if this keeps up in 10 or 15 years, they'll come out with their own Bible and we'll be reading stories about the fall of man, in the, their garden, whatever they intend to call it, and we'll be reading stories about Adam and Steve.
Oh, jeez.
You know?
That's almost here already, pal.
Yeah, and they're really promoting this. Now, since we mentioned this, you know, they're promoting teaching homosexuality in school to young children.
Yeah.
This is become law, as I understand. Arnold the Schwarzenegger has signed it.
The girly man.
Yeah, and he said, "I'll be back."
Yeah, for you little boys.
This is disturbing to a lot of parents because they've taken God out of the school.
Mm-hmm.
They're punishing a young lady in Florida right now who's going to be on the show, by the way, this Friday. And, and this is an issue over acknowledging the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, standing up, taking your head garment off, and respecting the flag. This girl was suspended from school, and she's making a stand.
It's a terrorist, Don.
Oh, and the media has lied. In fact, you know, she's got grounds to sue.
She's Al Qaeda.
The school board and the media. And they're outright calling her a liar. You know, this is an attack on all Americans' freedom. And all she asked a fellow student to do was to stand up and honor the flag. Or if not honor the flag, at least honor those that made it possible for this other student to even be here.
Yeah. How dare they be respectful, Don?
Oh, it's just outrageous. But I mean, this is the foundation that they're building for our future.
Sure.
And they're going to target women and children with these vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
And senior citizens.
Don, and here's the follow up. I recently recall as well, about 2 years ago, locally here, a friend of mine, also a client, after I shared the IBM document with him, letting him know, that my infection killer will keep him safe. This is what they plan down the road and stuff. Well, a couple years back, he came by with a letter from our county board of health sent to his mother, who was a senior citizen, warning her of a pandemic coming out.
Now, when was this?
Approximately 2 years ago. I've got that buried away somewhere. I've got to dig that one up, too.
Well, we can add that to the IBM document.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Going right after the seniors. Get the shots, you know, to get ready. It's going to come around. Yep. Now, to my awareness, that particular letter, I don't know really of anyone else getting it, hearing about it, or anything like that. It might have been a fluke that went out real early, prematurely. I don't know, but sure enough, I seen it, and I should have it somewhere around here.
Well, I know that there are a lot of doctors that regularly hand out the flu shots during the winter months, during what's normally called the flu season.
Yes, yes.
And I haven't met anyone that's gotten that flu shot that hasn't gotten the flu. You know, and I didn't get one. I haven't had the flu for, I'm guessing, 45 years, as far back as I can remember.
That's beautiful.
If not even longer than that. But
that's a wonderful thing.
I hear people talking. Doesn't mean I haven't caught a cold or, you know, didn't feel
that's
well.
Not a flu. Cold is not a flu.
Yeah
that's
exactly.
Right.
I haven't had a cold in years.
Yeah. That's
you know?
Great. That's right, Don. Well, when we treat our bodies the way the Lord designed and intended, staying close to Mother Nature and treating the body like a temple and using the temple foods to subsist on, eating to live and not living to eat, that's what happens. We're amazing creatures by design. But we're taught that we're descended from monkeys, there's not much to us, it's very mundane and everything's just humdrum. We're incredibly powerful beings, and it's a magical world we're living in. Everything's just phenomenal. And when we have health, we can do anything. And without that health, we can't do much at all. That's how critical it is. And that's why there's clearly going after attacking our health, definitely the seniors and the kids. And I have neighbors, and it's a mom, divorced, and few kids, but one of them's still pretty young. And it was like last year, two falls ago, right around this time, I heard her say, "Mom, we're getting the flu shots?" And I heard her say, "Yes, honey," something like that. And I'm like, "Don't do it. You know, people, you don't know what you're doing." But they aren't awake enough to understand that. And they think they're actually protecting themselves, sadly.
Yeah, when you mentioned the monkeys, you reminded me of the rock group, the mindless rock group that was out there. And then, you know, we have all these other rock groups named after animals. You have the Beatles, and that in and of itself has a satanic tone to it. People
you
don't
got the animals, right?
You know, the Satanists worship Beatles. In fact, the Rockefellers, particularly David Rockefeller, is obsessed with Beatles.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. So,
must and be his ancestors.
This goes back to the days of Egypt.
That's right.
Then you have the birds, you know, and I suppose we could sit here and think of all the different rock groups that were named after animals. But
you had the animals themselves, the band.
Well,
you had
the animals, yeah.
Back in the 60s.
Yes, exactly.
But, you know, Don, and there's something to all that. All these creatures also have features that are, you know, they're magical. Everything's magical. Everything was created by a magical thing we call God. And so they know all that. And everything's dualistic, good and bad in this realm. And so they're taking God's creation and using it for sinister purposes and black magic-oriented activity. And so they're always employing nature, elements from nature, well, usually animals, sometimes birds, and even insects. And like you said, it goes right back to Egypt regarding that.
You know, Dr. Bill Deagle and I had a discussion this afternoon about the spiritual aspects of what's going on here on planet Earth. And when you take into account God's laws and his creation, and the truth, and the pathways or the grids that all that information flows on, and you have a group of people who, of their own design, have this insatiable desire to rule the world, to be gods themselves, and they can't do it the spiritual way. They lack the spirit. So what do? They've created a technocracy, a technological reality, and every all their creation is based on technology.
And it has to be.
And it has to break down.
Yes.
Well, all machines break down.
Uh-huh. And it will.
Yeah. And the information pathways that they're using are corrupted. They're corrupted and they're permeated and totally consumed by evil.
Absolutely correct. And that's the reason why is because they serve the ultimate original evil forces. You know, we're talking about now the pinnacle of power, like you mentioned, the Rockefellers and his associates. And I think they're actually sons of Satan. And the fallen angels have to use technology because they have no souls either. They're cut off from spiritual power. And in order to try to recover that power, they're missing so much, they had to develop technology to substitute and provide a means. And of course, it's an inferior power compared to true spiritual power and employing the sacred sciences. And so it steps all the way down. These devil worshippers here need technology as well in order for them to feel powerful and in order for them to take over everything. But ultimately, we can never lose sight of this fact. Ultimately, Lucifer would prefer to destroy the whole planet. Hence, the manipulation now of nature and God's creation, his perfect, even though it's fallen in this realm, but still, it's more perfect than it will be once man tampers with it. And so through cloning, through microbiology, through food genetic manipulation of crops, here they are attacking the final aspects of creation here that could destroy everything. Now, ultimately, they've got the nuclear technology to, you know, surely make it happen. And God forbid it ever does. But that's Lucifer's ultimate aim. And his disciples will carry it out as far as they can get with it.
Yeah. One thing they fail to remember is that the one that they follow, their God, is the author of lies.
He's the original terrorist, the original liar, the original traitor.
A lot worse than that. But that's a mouthful right there.
He's the original traitor. He's the first to really betray God Almighty.
Oh, yes. And
he's the first to lead a rebellion.
And he's paying the price for, in eternity for having done that.
Yes, as well as fallen from their high estate, him and the rest of the angels that followed him, and they lost their beautiful nature, which truly was beautiful, like all the good angels. They're all beautiful. They're incredibly powerful. I mean, the Lord himself was stunning to be around. You would never want to part from his presence if you were around him, because it's just unbelievable. And they lost all that, and they were very, very jealous of us, because the good Lord will forgive us when we sin and error in our way, and which is ultimately betraying him and the Godhead. But he forgives us, and he expects us to not do it anymore, of course, but he forgives us. But the fallen angels didn't get that, so they hate us extra because of that.
Yeah. In regard to this story, you know, I get a lot of email from people who are generally complimentary of the guests on the show and the topics we discuss and the truth that comes out. There's this, let's just put it this way. There are certain aspects of discussing one's faith or discussing faith at all that some take great offense to, as if the historical backgrounds associated with any organized religion always have examples of mass murder or war, pillaging of villages, the raping of women, the stealing of all one's assets, and so the religions themselves have a bad name, but it's always in an earthly sense that this is perceived. This is going on down here it's not the reality of that faith at all. And I hope I'm making myself clear. In other words, we have choices. We always have choices. You either make a godly choice or a good choice. And good means akin to God. So when you do something that is good, you're doing something that God would find favor in. Mm-hmm. Now, what is wrong with that? What is wrong with doing something that the Creator would appreciate?
Of course there's nothing wrong with that. It's the only way to live.
Yeah, yet there are people that would argue whether or not that gives them their opportunity. And I tell those people, you make the choices you make, but you will be responsible for what you do according to those choices that you make.
Absolutely correct.
And in the sense of, Lucifer being a beautiful being in heaven before he was cast down and took on the name Satan, when he came down to this realm and those that worship him, they're hell-bent, no pun intended, on portraying him as this evil, demonic creature. Now, I'm not saying that he's not. Obviously, he's come against God, so he is the opposite of God.
Only as far as he's the opposite of God's nature. He's not opposite of God in any other respect. Can't match him in power, authority, etc.
Yeah, well, I'm saying he's got power. I could go on and explain it more. You look at the goodness and the love that comes from God, okay, and the light.
Sure.
And from
sure.
Satan you get darkness and death and destruction. God
yes.
is the creator. Satan is the destroyer.
That's right.
Okay. Now, there are people that say, "Oh, you don't believe in that, do you?" But that's the religion that these so-called Illuminati, the illuminated ones, the enlightened ones, practice. You see?
Well, yeah. They portray Lucifer as a light being still, and great and good. You know, that's how they're selling him. But of course. He's everything we just said. And he's only powerful over those things that he can influence. He's very limited, and the Lord just allows him to have so much power because we need to be tested. It's just sad that the innocent creatures have to suffer through the whole process of us being tested. That's the real sad part, because all the animals, the birds, are so innocent. And by the way, everybody, bear this in mind, the true patriarch of the Bible, Enoch, and the Lord himself quoted Enoch more often than any other scripture. The Son of Man is a phrase from Enoch referring to the Lord, and the Lord always referred to himself as the Son of Man, at least quite often. And Enoch, after he was taken to heaven and talked to God one-on-one, just find the secret book of Enoch or the secrets of Enoch, and he was the great-grandfather of Noah. He never died, the first immortal, the seventh generation from Adam, and the first immortal after Adam himself. And because the Lord took him right back to heaven, he never died. And he tells us that the Lord chose him on that judgment day, that all the animals will be allowed to testify, and any person that an animal accuses of being abused by that individual, that person will pay. The Lord will honor those animals, and any of them that have suffered at the hands of man, they will pay. Those people will pay. That's right in that book. So everybody needs to spread that word around.
Well, then, so, that means off to the rendering plant, then.
Yeah, well, you know, Don, what goes around comes around, pal. And that's a law of life. And no one can escape it like you can escape gravity, although that is escapable in time with development. But what goes around comes around, that law of karma, cause and effect. As you sow, so shall you reap. Nobody gets around that one.
Yes. Now let's take this a step further. and we're not necessarily talking about judgment, because I'm fairly certain that each individual is in the spirit realm, should they make it that far, to be able to ascertain and review what they've done in their life and come to some conclusions about their consummate worth. There are many who are plotting right now to murder billions of people.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, and I'm not saying that that's any, I really see no difference in this happening to the animals in nature or to people. And right. That might inflame some people, but anyone that knows animals, like I do or like you do, knows that they have spirits. They're spiritual beings.
They're created by God, too.
And they demonstrate every day the capacity to understand us or to seek to communicate with us when we don't mistreat them.
Yeah, they all have their own personality, just like people.
And you think about, I would just love to see all the pigs that are going to testify about having been tested with these vaccines.
Done. Just think of all those lab animals all around the world.
Oh, I know. It's heart-rending, you know?
Not abused day in, day out. Yes, they will pay. At least at that, I mean, they'll pay the ultimate price. The fools. Losing their soul.
Yeah. Now, regarding this bird flu thing, and I want to talk about it because I don't want to sound like we're fear-mongering, but let's look at some statistics. And I've got somebody who's text messaging me, reminding me of some things, some figures that have come out. It's about a half a week, really. I heard this, I think, Sunday night that... there were 90,000 cases of the bird flu around the country, and that several states were already in an extreme pandemic. They were going to have to stop allowing people to go out into public, and they were going to have to be quarantined, and they were going to set up roadblocks and all these things. And actually, some states have roadblocks up already. Now, whether these are just tests to harass the people, you know, this rings of the frequencies of Nazi Germany.
Hold on a second, Don. I gotta get my handkerchief and wipe my tears. I'm so overwhelmed how they care about our health and well being. They're willing to go to these extremes just for our protection. I'm just so moved by these commie Nazi devil worshippers, Don.
Yeah. Well, now 2 days ago, CNN announced, and I heard this kind of just in passing, it was one of these, let's see what they're talking about moments, and then the boob tube went off, but they announced that 800,000 New Yorkers had been hit by the bird flu.
You're kidding.
Oh, no. Now, today, I say today, meaning the second, it jumped another 200,000 people.
Well, reporting from New York State, sir, I'll tell you right now, at this point in time, we haven't heard about it.
but CNN, and they're in New York, and they're in Atlanta, okay? And I remind the listening audience that the letters CNN work out numerologically to the number 13, okay? That's the Illuminati News Corporation.
Well, okay.
All right, so...
significant number.
But, I mean, this is just absolutely ridiculous. They put this out. And, you know, the average person probably doesn't even hear it, you know. The brainwashed, mind-controlled six-pack that's watching Dancing with the Stars and American Idol and all these different reality shows that have nothing to do with reality.
So true.
They don't even hear these figures. Or they hear a large number. Oh, pandemic. That's all they hear, you see.
Yes, Don, they're prepping. You know, they're prepping, and of course now it's obvious, getting people to volunteer to take the flu shots was their preliminary phase of getting people ready to accept, you got to take a shot. So it's all fallen into place. And now they got to hype it up because it's not happening, obviously. So now, yep, fear. Isn't it amazing since the turn of the century, instead of stepping into a more golden age, they're stepping us into a more dark age? Panic, fear, war, disease, economic crash. Oh, my God, it's all happening at the same time. How? You know, these SOBs, they're planning all of it, making it all happen. So obvious.
Yeah. Now, I talked about this last night, probably various times. I was on one of those stream of consciousness rants. And you know the type. You've heard them before. And I have to say, the listening audience spoke very favorably of what I said. They said, finally, somebody is bringing out all the truth. All of it. And I touched on, I don't know, 100 different topics. And I just went from one topic to the other, and I argued what they're doing in terms of whether or not it makes logic or it's just a duplicitous scam on the people.
Sure.
And you take into account how the pharmaceutical companies and the FDA and all of these government agencies tout modern medicine for having made all these fantastic discoveries, when we know they created cancer, when we know they created AIDS, and they created just about every disease we have has been created in a laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think
Lyme.
Yeah, that they could have cured those diseases, right? But they're in the business of making people sick to sell their wares.
Yes, to make a lot of money off our misery and suffering and death.
Yeah. That's what the black magic's
all about.
Yeah, it's no different from William Rockefeller, the snake oil salesman, selling his special tonic to people, which had petroleum in it.
It was.
I mean, it's crazy. It's insane.
Yes, it is. Truly is, Don. It's very sad, too, because many people are sheep, easily led astray, taken advantage of, because as a sheep, they have a good nature, a gentle nature, easy to take advantage of. And it's disgusting to know people like the Rockefellers are out there doing it day in, day out.
Yeah, they're not the only ones. I mean, certainly we can blame the Rothschilds and the
Goldman
Lees.
Goldman Sachs, Paul Loeb.
Yeah. I mean, we can get into the banking families and that, but basically speaking, these Illuminati families have been doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Yes. And they're parasites.
Yeah, and they're so concerned about their bloodlines that they go to great extremes to expand their bloodlines. I use an example in my research on the Dunhams in the Barack Obama genealogy research that I did. There's a lady who was married to a CIA agent, Dr. Charles Rashke, and Rashke was a food chemist for Wilson & Company and Safeway Foods, and he was also a CIA agent, and I published a photo of him, his wife, the Dunhams, Dr. Right. George King, and an unidentified lady, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm presuming she's a lady. And Grace Rashke, after her husband Charles died, told her son that when she was at Mount Holyoke College, she was approached by the Rockefellers, as was her roommate and many of the other girls at the school, and they were propositioned to have babies with their sons. This is how hard up these people are socially.
Well, you know, yeah. A lot of people are amazed when I tell them that FDR married his cousin, Eleanor. She was already a Roosevelt.
Oh, yeah. Well, keep it in the family. They didn't want the money to leave the family, you know.
Just a little more support and evidence of your statement there, pal.
Yeah. But now, Mrs. Rashke said she declined, absolutely declined. There was no way I was going to do that. But she said her roommate did accept. And had a baby and was paid a lot of money. Now today it's conducted, this sort of thing is conducted out in the open with doctors, okay, and all kinds of medical labs and research labs that 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 sell you or sell people the, I don't mean you, but sell one or a couple services, you know, fertilization.
Well, I'm just going to say, Don, throw in artificial insemination.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that? Test tube babies. How more evil can you get? Is that some way to bring a being into the world? No.
Yeah. And then, I mean, not just that, but, you know, do you think they really tell you, well, we've removed one egg, okay, from the fallopian tube? Do you think that's actually going on, or are they taking many eggs, you know, and putting them maybe in a suspended state?
Sure.
To be used, to be experimented on.
Yeah, they have the technology to be doing all of that for sure.
Yeah. So when we get into these viruses that are cultured and then developed into vaccines, and they're not tested, or they're putting things like SV40 that they had way back when the polio vaccine came out, which is the monkey virus. Mm-hmm. You see, oh, they tell us, well, we're descended from monkeys. Well, where are they? What trash are they descended from? I wonder.
Cold-blooded snakes.
Cold-blooded snakes, okay. No scorpions or...
yeah, them too. That's right. Scorpions, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they certainly admire serpents, don't they?
The Lord told them, you're the, when they were saying, but we're descendants of Abraham. We're sons of Abraham. And the Lord rebuked them right on the spot.
And said they'd have to crawl on the ground. Yeah.
You're sons of the viper. You're his children. You do his work. There you go.
Yes. Well, now, in terms of preparing somewhat oneself, and, you know, because there are other options, and certainly, you know, I've described this vaccination program as either blackmail or extortion. I mean, it's outright tyranny and anarchy.
Sure. Sure.
Not to mention communism, fascism, Zionism. We can get into all kinds of political descriptions.
Yep, right.
Which is their ultimate goal. But, I mean, sure. this is so sinister, it's beyond even the wildest imagination of anybody who's trying to understand what we're even talking about.
You know, we go to sleep in the United States, we wake up in a communist Nazi country, and it's like, what is this, the Twilight Zone? They think they're going to have the audacity to try to fine us that don't want to take a shot up to $1,000 a day. Excuse me, a day. Now, that's incredibly outrageous.
Well, maybe we'll be able to pay it with Federal Reserve notes. You know, they're worthless anyway.
That's right. So it's going to take a lot of them.
No, I mean, this is just, it's desperation incredible. On their part, really.
It's incredible. All the vets that fought in wars so that we could be free, and they fought against Nazis and commies. That's what all the wars were. It was the Nazis, and the rest were all commie wars. And up to now, we're trying to get us into a religious war. And you know, I mean, it's unbelievable. All these people proposing this from our government have to be hung as fast as possible. There's no wasting time. The military has to wake up. They have to do the right thing. They have to come to terms. David Rockefeller admits in his own book, Memoirs, in 2006, he's a traitor to the United States, and he's proud of it. What more proof do the right authorities need, like the military, and realize they're being used for a global United Nations New World Order scheme, and get back here quick, and let's get these rascals and hang them. Get rid of them quick before they do any more damage to our country. There's not much time left.
Well, unfortunately, many, many of the good people in the military have been murdered. You know, I'm speaking about some of the top brass. This went on in the days following 9/11. They were taking out certain high-ranking officials at the Pentagon. Just going right in.
Started under the Clintons, actually, Don, with the weeding out of the good military personnel.
And then the many have been bribed. Now, is it all of them? No. It's not all of them, but why aren't these people speaking out? It's, well, I want my pension. You know, I'm going to retire in 3 or 4 years, and I'd like to have my pension.
Yeah.
You know, they put the almighty dollar in front of the welfare of the rest of the world.
That's right, and their own country, and fellow countrymen.
Yeah. But really, it impacts the whole world.
Sure it does. Sure it does. Our influence since World War II has been global, truly, and because that's how they used us. And now they have to get us out of the way. They're United Nations ready to roll on that IBM document. The management states that they will announce the pandemic just prior to the World Health Organization, which is United Nations. So they're clearly stating they're in league with the United Nations on this agenda.
Yeah, certainly. Now all that bad news, and I was about to say this before, but we went off on a little bit of a tangent, but let me return back to this. There are some modalities of healing. Certainly, these vaccines are intended to compromise one's immune system. And why give a series of shots? First of all, they know what the shots are going to do, which is why the series is there. We have it in this IBM document described how that's going to be done. Now, people can take precautions, and there are natural methods that have been around for quite some time. Colloidal silver. Well, the Food and Drug Administration has announced that they're going to go after anyone that's marketing colloidal silver.
Here we go.
Okay. Or any healing modalities. These could be of an electromagnetic nature or an electrical nature as well. Okay. They want to go after the Rife technologies and the Reich technologies, you know, orgone generators and all of this stuff. And then they want to go after vitamins.
Sure.
Okay.
This is all Codex Alimentarius.
Yes. And that's in their documents. This has been documented for many years. So this is not something new.
That's right.
Okay. And then there are God's creations, the herbs, the foods that are put on the earth.
That's right.
And those that take make the effort to educate themselves as to what those are and how they're to be used can build up their immune system. And these vaccinations really aren't necessary. I mean, what is the vaccination going to be when they drop a nuclear weapon on a city? It doesn't matter what state you're in at that point. You're going to be vaporized.
That's right, Tom. But the bottom line is any kind of injection into the blood system is not the way you generate health or prevent a disease.
If that was the case, if it were necessary for us to be vaccinated, we would have been born with IV tubes stuck in our toes.
There you go. That's right. An appendage ready for the IV. Exactly. And of course, all disease is basically unnatural. That's a fact, because the body by design is healthy, and it at the cellular level, their sole mission is to sustain health, to maintain and sustain it indefinitely. It's up to the owner of the body temple to cooperate with the cells and allow them to do their job. And when that doesn't happen, and there's interference, that's when there's breakdown and then ultimately dis-ease. And so disease is technically unnatural and therefore quite easy to correct 99.99% of the time. And
yes.
Through Mother Nature, that is the ultimate means of doing it. That's why the good Lord had made creation this way.
Yeah, now, you know, there's more to it than that, too. There's actually something that's free. It's available to anyone.
It's the beauty of it.
And that's having a connection with the Creator, whether it's through prayer or whether it's through just how one acts in life.
To have the ultimate connection with the Creator, it's mind and body and spirit acting in concert. And then you're in tuned to the creative forces, which, of course, are God, emanating from God, so you're in rapport with them, and then it all falls in place for us as individuals, individual creator beings from the Creator himself. And it's very simple, because the true diet for the body keeps the body clean. It doesn't pollute, doesn't contaminate, unless, of course, the fruits and vegetables you're consuming are sprayed. Then there's the pollution, but the foods themselves by design don't pollute. There's no waste, no sludge production as a residue or anything after digestion. Very light on the system. And so where there's cleanliness, there's godliness, as the old saying goes. And this is how it's really meant. As a body temple, nice and clean internally, and then next thing you know, you're an energy dynamo. And it takes that energy in order to do everything we do, whether it's just routine physical activities, or if we're pursuing more advanced stuff that would border on supernatural activity, alchemy, things of that nature. And it all involves energy, energy, energy. The healthier we are, the more energy we have. Sick people have a couple things in common, but one of them is very low energy. The other thing they have in common is a fouled up digestive tract, and that's the reason why they have little energy. And so it's real simple to correct that problem and to totally avoid getting sick. And that way, your healthcare plan is the best anyone could have, because you have God's healthcare plan, which is just staying healthy naturally and cheaply, very cheaply. And then if it comes about where somebody has they need somebody like me with correct something, like an injury, for example, which has nothing to do with not maintaining your health. You just got hurt, broken bone, or something's really injured bad. And it could be serious enough where an operation is the only thing that doctors would say could fix the problem, so there's no more pain. And then you use something like my Rapid Heal, and lo and behold, you're fine in no time. And generally, $25, $50, one or two bottles is all it took to get that healing. And that's cheap, relatively, for 2009 living standards. And that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the beauty of it. Health is supposed to be cheap. It's not supposed to cost us a fortune when we need some kind of expertise from somebody to promote some kind of healing, whether it's an injury or if it's a serious infection that somehow the defenses were down enough where, like a bite from a tick did allow Lyme disease to establish itself, then you need somebody that knows how to wipe that out quick. And that should be cheap. All that should be cheap. It should not cost hundreds and hundreds or thousands of dollars to get well. Something's wrong there.
Yeah, and that's what it costs in the allopathic medical community. And thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of dollars in many instances. Now, you know, while you were talking, and I'm thinking about the truth of what you're saying, Michael, for our listeners out there, give me your thoughts on the defense by, you know, the American Medical Association and the FDA and the pharmaceutical companies and many of the doctors that have gotten rich off of their cut of the sales of all of these drugs, which we know are basically toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not nourishing. They're masking the symptoms. They're not curing the symptoms.
Yes.
Which they claim. Okay. And then you have another group of doctors on the side who are opposing this. In other words, they're speaking like us. Mm-hmm. And what happens to them? They lose their licenses. Why? Because they're telling the truth.
That's right.
They are murdered. Why? Because they're blowing the whistle.
Yes.
Or their careers are destroyed. They're defamed and libeled and slandered. And they're telling the truth. And we know they're telling the truth because we know what they're promoting really works.
Absolutely.
They have success with it.
I said, you know, I'm just going to say God bless all those people that are stepping forward and doing the right thing and telling the truth and committing themselves to that and suffering the consequences as well. But that just goes to prove the Inquisition is here. These commie Nazi UN good-for-nothings are the Inquisition. It's either their way or no way. And they don't want anybody that has authority with the truth to get out there to the public because it will ruin them. It'll expose them. It's shining the spotlight on their dark, sinister activity. So they can't permit that. And that's why, again, we have to get rid of these good-for-nothings ASAP.
Yeah. Now, you know, I've sort of answered my own question in making the statement that, it's about money. But the pharmaceutical companies sew up the loose ends in Congress by bribing or extorting or blackmailing those that make these decisions to pass laws that exonerate them from any liability for their deeds.
It's incredible.
This is pure insanity. Again, it's psychopathy.
Truly, truly is, Don. And that's why hell is full of politicians, lawyers, and doctors. And every day it makes room for more.
Well, what is your... what is from a spiritual perspective? How do you see this playing out in terms of people? I can answer this, but I want to give you the opportunity to answer it. Where do you see people going with this? The average person,
Don. At this point in time, I'm having more encouragement where I see people finally seeming to stir out of their sleeping state they've been in. Just up to, quite a few years back, 10, 20 years ago, I used to say all the time, the mortals are doomed. But now, because of free will and choice decision making, I'm seeing some hope. I'm seeing promise. And I'm praying as well, that it may just turn around, that the good Lord will allow enough people to wake up where we can finally have enough influence and power to negate their activities. They won't get the cooperation they're hoping they can get over with us by keeping us in a constant state of fear. And maybe they won't get too far with any more of this sinister activity. And so I'm praying for that, and I'm seeing maybe some potential here that we have a shot. We have a shot. But time is running out, no question about it. And of course, no matter how far they do get, the Lord himself will stop them before all is lost. Because the Lord did say, if he didn't return at that point in time, no flesh would be saved. So he plans on saving creation. And so at least we have that to look forward to. But God willing, the Americans are going to... Now, of course, everybody around the world I want waking up to, but as an American who loves my country and knowing that my country is the cause of all the other countries' problems because the international banking cabal has made their base here and London, but they've been using our military to do all the dirty work of establishing the United Nations, imposing their agenda on all the other countries with their private banking system. And so I'm hoping that the Americans can continue to rally. When I see these town hall meetings and these events and a lot of people turning out, and I hear about that, and Barry Sotoro, a.k.a. Insane Hussein Obama's ratings are dropping like a stone. And so it's encouraging, pal. It's very encouraging. We have to keep praying that the Lord's blessings continue to shine on our country, that more and more people wake up, and then the rest of the world also will benefit as we regain control of our beloved country.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, or a couple of questions. Just answer yes or no. Population, 1.78 billion people. 97 alleged to have died from flu-like symptoms. Pandemic, yes or no?
Definitely no.
Okay. Population, 178,470. Let's go back. 178,470,000, Brazil. About 500 and I think it was 573 alleged deaths from bird flu pandemic.
Definitely not a pandemic there as well, although they clearly seem to be real active trying to make it happen there to those poor people.
Mm-hmm. New York, I don't know how many millions are in New York right now, but, oh, by the way, the New Yorkers that came down with the flu, this happened in the spring, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Don, there were two reported deaths just across the river, too.
Two?
Yes, okay. right where I am, across the river, just, I mean, we're right on the Hudson and immediately west, the towns immediately west of us, supposedly two people, and yet, again, I haven't heard anything. Everybody I talk to, no one knows anybody dying of swine flu, nobody. I may have treated one case. I may have. The person suspects that he thinks he had it, and he's totally fine now with the infection killer. But aside from that, no one has heard anything or even talking about it.
Mm-hmm. As of July 2008, New York had a population of 19,490,297.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, well, if we're to believe CNN, even with 1 million people having come down with the flu, were there a million deaths? Certainly not.
No, not even.
But
no, we're just not seeing that here. Definitely a lot of hype and fear going on there. Thank God.
Oh yeah. In 1 day the amount of afflicted jumped 25%. Come on. I mean, when we start using our brains, this is the point I'm trying to make here. When we listen to what's being said,
that's right. It doesn't add up.
And pay attention to what's being said and compartmentalize it or write it down or whatever you have to do. I mean, I hear these figures, and I can still go back to the fact that they're still reporting the soldiers that passed away that were killed in action in Iraq is in the 4,000s. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It is.
That they're still putting this propaganda out there. And
they're clearly hyping these stats. I mean, there's no reality to it, thank God. And clearly not a pandemic. The regular flu that goes around every fall, winter, is way more severe than the supposed swine flu.
Yeah. And then, you know, and we're not even in the fall or the winter yet. Let's make note of that. We haven't been in this. This started several months ago when they just started ramping it up on the news. You're going to hear a lot about this by the fall. Well, of course, the IBM document that I posted in that new article on my website today clearly states that they had intentions of doing this. This is being done to us. We are not victims of something that's occurring naturally.
It's not God or Mother Nature coming after us.
Yes. So, you know, we agree. Now, in the interim, people would do themselves well to keep their immune system healthy.
Oh, yeah.
And,
sure.
And there are many, many ways to do that.
Certainly.
Number one is to stop eating junk food and stop exposing yourself to stuff that comes from God knows where.
Laboratories.
Half the time it's stuff concocted with the very types of toxins and contaminants that you want to stay away from.
Test tube food. But that's right, Don. And, you know, we have to stop interfering with the body's cellular activity so we can maintain health. That's what they do. Those cells are amazing. If people only studied a little bit on cellular activity so they can realize, my God, this is amazing. And obviously created by somebody and some major powerful being. And it's incredible how healthy we can stay indefinitely. It's incredible. I'm living proof. Everybody I see as time goes by, they're all getting older. And then they look at me and say, gosh, dang it, Mike, you look great. You look the same. And then when I work physical labor wise and I'm working with kids in their 20s and stuff, they can't keep up with me. And I do masonry. I do all kinds of stuff down. I don't have a sore back. Don't have any kind of problems. I'm a workhorse. I'm a workhorse nonstop. And it's really, it's great, but everybody's now finally coming to terms with it. Over the years, when people thought I was crazy because of my strict diet, but now they're all realizing, my gosh, I wish I listened to the guy because look at him. And so this is how it is for us. I'm nobody special. This is how it is for everybody that treats their body properly and feeds it the correct nutrition it has to have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, you can't keep it without the herbs. Even with the great diet, organic foods, nice and ripe all the time, you still need the herbs. There's no getting around that. The herbs are very special, very, very extra special in their effects on the body. And with them, along with a great diet, the way God intended, the health that we can have is incredible, and that's why they'll go after herbs, because they know that's what keeps people ultimately very healthy, very strong. And it's so simple, easy, and you feel great. When you feel great, you look great. It's just that simple. And what more could you want? What better wealth could you have than constantly feeling great like a kid your entire life?
Yeah, a lot of people say, well, I'm going to have to check with my doctor and see about that because he's been working on me for 30 years. And, you know, we hear those stories all the time. It's the same kind of denial that you get when you talk about 9/11 or any other important issue.
Yep, but there are a lot more people now waking up and tuning in, and a lot of clients that I have that are older, and they're all realizing they won't do meds, no way, just stay with nature. And generally, my system toner and dragon juice are the products that enable us to really stay healthy, feeling good. And a lot of clients, their diets, the diets are not where they should be. But those two products make a world of difference, even with faulty diets, because you're feeding now the body what it really needs in the most perfect chemistry of nutrition that's easily digested, assimilated. And the effects are just beautiful. And so it's very simple, but it's our duty, it's our job, as long as we're alive, to keep that body in top condition. That way it's serving us in the capacity it was intended to, giving us robust health so we can do whatever we have to do in service to God, in service to the Lord. Because his good servants are on call 24/7. You got to be ready at a moment's call. I need you to do this. I need you to do that. And when the Lord finds us sick, laid up in bed, and says, I need you now. You got to do this. But I can't, Lord. I'm sick. That's not good. You don't want to be in that spot.
Now, while you were describing this diet, one of our listeners is describing the average diet that's out there. And I have to read this like it is. Says, pass the hostess Twinkies, please. Side order of cupcakes. For main course, two Big Macs and a chocolate shake.
And a soda on the side. There you go. It's sad, but true.
Yeah, and those are, you know, as you described, those are lab-created foods.
Mm-hmm.
They're processed to create huge numbers on the profit end, and they contribute to adverse health. They're you know, you're talking about, I mean, this description, everything's got sugar in it, you know, refined sugar.
Sure, to make it taste good, to make all those chemicals have some kind of nice taste.
Yeah, exactly.
But they use a garbage sugar, which is very deadly to the body because it's refined and very acid-forming and a hard stimulant on the nervous system. And very destructive.
Mm-hmm. Now, with this pandemic, I want to come back to this because while you were talking, this also went through my mind. You know, we haven't been given one name of all these people that have died, right? There's over a million in New York that came down with the flu.
That's right.
Have we heard one name? Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. And then what about these large numbers of people that are supposedly dying all over the world? How are these people being interred, or are they being interred?
Yes, are they cremating them all? Right? Because if it was a pandemic, I mean, truly, that's what you have to do.
Well, in the old days, they put them in pits, didn't they? This is how this whole swine flu thing came about. This go-around, they desecrated some graves up in Alaska, paid a lot of money to have the natives dig up bodies, and they found one particular female body, overweight, still had some of her meat, we'll say, on her bones, and they named her Lucy. Isn't that an interesting name?
Sure.
Lucy, the wife of Lucifer, maybe?
Wonder?
I mean, it makes you wonder, but it's obvious who's behind this. It's obvious the intent that's there.
The same old good for nothing.
And somehow we're not supposed to be able to connect the dots and figure out that this is all a big lie, that this is extortion, that it's absolute tyranny, that they're telling us what we have to put in our veins.
Don, that's it right there. What is our, you know, we're allowed to have private property, but what is our ultimate private property? Our bodies itself. Now, who has the audacity to tell me, a stranger, what I got to do to my personal property, my ultimate private property? It ain't going to happen. Just ain't going to happen. But this is what we're dealing with, and that's why the Americans have to, and everybody around the world, got to stand up for what is right and don't allow that kind of anyone to force you to inject anything into your body. These people that are trying that are from hell and will go back to hell. And I say, let's send them back ASAP.
Yeah, you have a saying that you you like to put on your emails.
Yes.
And it's a true one. Well, Michael, we're about out of time. I want to encourage those in the listening audience to check out Michael Anthony's private stock. Your collection of herbal remedies, we could call them, that fortify one's immune system. And actually, the dragon juice is awesome, by the way. You know,
Thank you.
And for those out there in the listening audience, it's a combination of honey and some micro minerals and fruit pectins, right?
Well, actually, yeah, Don, but it's really a combination of honey with apple cider vinegar, the old basis. But now the honey is all local from here out in the country, high quality, very premium honey. And I'm generally using Bragg's apple cider vinegar. And then I use various herbs with fruit derivatives in combination. And I'm putting together a drink that provides all the nutrition, all the minerals, vitamins, enzymes, the whole sugars, and amino acids. It's all in there. Even a small content of essential fatty acids. It's all in the dragon juice, but all from food. I'm not using supplements of any type, just foods. And from the plant kingdom. fruit trees and herbs and honey. And it's a great combo. It works wonders. It's very popular. It does taste like candy. And, I mean, that's my secret for robust health. And there's no getting around that fact. That is part of my ace up my sleeve.
And it comes in a concentrated form in a tub, and one just adds it to some fresh water. And we're not talking about tap water here.
Good quality drinking water.
Yes, and it makes a gallon. One tub will make a gallon of water, or I should say dragon juice, and it's fantastic. You want to talk about having a lot of work to do and get it done in a short amount of time? And not get tired, you know, staying focused and in a good mood, you know, in good spirits. You can't help it, you know, being...
That's right. It's the body loves it. Now, the key to using it, you have to drink it on a totally empty stomach. That's the key to it all. The body will pull it right in. But Don, you know, out of all the examples, I think of this nurse years ago that came to me for health-related stuff. And she was a nurse. So when she first came to me, we were talking, and she goes, "Mike, you're way ahead of the doctors. You're amazing." And so she got well from using my herbal formulas, and she goes, "You know, Mike, I'm working so much overtime. I need something for energy. What do you have?" So I turned her on to the dragon juice, and she went through about a gallon in a week. And she came back after the first week, and she said, "Mike, I just worked 40 hours overtime, in addition to the normal working hours. And I'm still going strong, and all the nurse friends are saying, 'How do you do it?' What?" She says, "This stuff's amazing." So she tells her son about me. He's down in Florida, and he contacts me, and he's training at the time with Don the Dragon Wilson for World Kickbox Championship tournaments. And so he wanted the dragon juice, so I sent him some down. And he told me when he got it and he tried it, and he goes, "This stuff's amazing." He goes, "Mike, my sensei, he's got schools all around the country. This is going to be in all the schools." And I'm saying to myself, yeah, sure. I know what's going to happen. And sure enough, after a few months where he kept getting it, but I never got to talk to his sensei. So after a few months, I'm talking with him. I said, "Hey, what happened to the dragon juice with the sensei in the schools?" And he goes, "Mike, I'm competing against these guys. I can't let them drink it." And I said, "Yep, that's what I was waiting for. I knew that was going to happen." It's an ace up the sleeve for being a powerhouse.
Yeah.
It's just pure power. Just have to drink it on an empty stomach. And a good with a good, healthy stomach, this stuff will work. Just do so much. It's everybody loves it. It's great stuff. I know I can't live without it.
Yeah, it's I go crazy when I don't have it, you know. It's, you notice it right away. Well, I want to encourage folks to go to my sponsors page at directlightproductions.com if you're interested in making contact with Michael Anthony. His information is there, and he consults with you. He doesn't charge for that, although I think he should, but he doesn't charge.
No, I don't.
And he'll give you a regimen that'll get you back on your feet. Best way
yes,
I can put it.
Will.
Well, Michael, you're going to be with us again on Evident Footprints. Is it the 15th?
Yes, sir, Don. I believe it is the 15th next time with you.
Yeah, I'm Tuesday the 15th, that would be, if I remember correctly. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe you'll have another report. We did get a report, by the way. I just want to mention this to you in case you hadn't heard, that the United Galactic Federation has been neutralizing many of the chemtrails around the world.
You know something? I'm keeping my eyes out since you mentioned that the last time. And honestly, I'm not seeing as many so far. At this point in time, I will say from this locale, it doesn't seem to be as frequent as it was prior. And so I'll keep you posted on that, but It's looking good. I think it is.
Mm-hmm. That's just one miracle that's occurring, and there'll be many more. I want to thank you for being on the show, and I look forward to your next interview, Michael.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Okay. All right. Folks, you've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com, as well as Wind Talkers Radio Network and BlogTalkRadio.com. Special thanks to Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, Seth Hendrick on the sound, and most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. I wish everyone...